Backward against the wall,
and it looked at
it. that I'm out, don't tell about this again. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause
Yo. Yes, sir. Look here, y'all. We are live. It is Wednesday, January. Lord, bless us, Lord. June 28th, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live.
Out of here.
From you, I know, right? From your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And yes, we are on a little early. We ain't on as early as we wanted to, but we are on early. About 15 minutes, but we still getting out of here at 12:30. Got to go.
All right. We gotta, so, ain't going to hold you, baby.
Right. I didn't say I ain't going to be before you long.
You're sweet now. You're sweet, children.
Ain't going to be before you long. Glory. But we have an outstanding show. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel King. And guess who's back in town?
God bless your bones tonight.
The good pastor, Michael Bernard.
Yes.
Henderson, all God the way from you. The Second Baptist
yes.
Church.
Yes. Bless you, children.
In LaGrange.
Bless you, dear heart.
Illinois.
I've been missing y'all, you know, because the producer people's don't want to let y'all travel because, you know, I've been
is that what it is?
To the Hamptons. No,
so,
Mrs. Collins.
So it's,
to the Hamptons.
So it's Tanja's fault.
Yeah, I don't know who fault
you
it
said
is.
The producer people.
The producer people. And then we were right down the creek in St. Louis. For the a National Baptist Congress of Christian Education.
Well, when was that?
That was last week.
I don't know nothing.
That was last week.
You know, I don't know nothing about it.
Then, you know, the boy convention, which y'all part of, is down in Florida. Listen, we could have been traveling and all this kind of stuff. However, the peoples, the powers that be, whoever they are, don't want to travel with us.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, I don't know.
Okay.
Facebook, Acting the Fool, so y'all, we can't see y'all
right,
on Facebook.
Facebook,
right,
so this is what we're going to do. Those of you who normally watch us on Facebook, y'all need to go to Ustream. Ustream.tv,
yeah,
that's where y'all can find us.
The people.
You can't. Ustream.tv, the chat, let me make sure the chat room, because y'all can do the same thing y'all do on Facebook. Just come on in here and do it.
But you know what I'm saying? I get Facebook is so convenient. You know?
It is. It's easier for folks.
Yeah.
But if you get the Ustream app, that's easy too. But the app is easy, and it's free.
Hey, look at your neighbor and say free 99.
Right, it is free. Anyway, let me give y'all a rundown of how you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you are listening via, if you already called in, rather, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, our Facebook page is up, but we are not live, but our Facebook page is up. You can go to facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. Yeah, we're using the one that we normally use. It's over there.
Okay.
But again, that's facebook.com. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. Also, there is a live stream up. For those of you who are used to watching it, there's a live stream up. The live stream is on Ustream, Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv. Say no or cancel or whatever that is. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Those of you on Facebook, you can who normally follow us on Facebook, you can definitely follow us there. Those of you again on Facebook who normally follow us there, you can do that on Facebook on Ustream. Just simply go to Ustream.tv, and you can find us there. And then you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. And then last but certainly not least, you can find us on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. The good pastor, sir, you've been on the road.
Yeah, I want y'all to know in the show that Dr. King smells mighty nice.
You know,
in the words of children,
you know,
stink pretty. I mean, it just better, right? And it's Yves Saint Laurent.
Laurent.
What is it called? Yves Saint Laurent.
Noir.
That's in the kind of bluish kind of.
No, it's all black. All tall, skinny black.
No, tall, skinny.
Yeah.
I think I'll be going to pick that up on this evening.
Let me tell you what you do. You go to Franklin. I don't want to get in people's no pub.
But you know what? And I know it's just to say Franklin.com. But the problem is that that one time I received something from Franklin.com, and it was just Frey.
It was what?
Frey.
So you saying it wasn't the real stuff?
No.
Because they say they don't. Did you send it back? Because they good for returning stuff.
Oh, sure enough.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, no, you don't do no, no. Because I refuse to spend $119 for a bottle.
And the word of the Lord is flat.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to go on to Franklin.com.
Yeah.
Get me a bottle of this here. this here. Nimoir. Y'all, here it is. Somebody got that in the oil too. I need that in the oil too. Somebody hooked me up with the oil.
Oh, you talking about one of them people?
Yeah,
with the Earl.
Yeah, the Earl, because you know that's the layers. You know what I'm saying? So then when you walk in the room.
Well, no, that's why you got. No, they have. You have to get the set with the body wash, and then it comes with the body wash,
uh-huh.
and then it has the facial moisturizer after you shave.
Oh my!
Because you're layered.
Yeah, you're layered.
So then you only got to do one spray.
Also on the body.
Then you only got to do is one spray once you're layered.
But see, I also need the extra. You know, anyway.
The Earl. You need the Earl.
I need the Earl.
You know what? Get
somewhere and sit. I need the Earl. We need the Earl. Yeah, we've been traveling. We were we went to the Hamptons.
Okay.
That's
so you were in Virginia.
We were in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
A.
Uh-huh.
And
what was going on there?
That was the Hampton Ministers Conference.
Okay. Okay.
Marcus Cosby was the morning preacher and did a dynamic job.
Marcus Cosby.
Yes. He's
okay.
He's from Chicago.
Okay.
He's from Emmanuel, Reverend he's still alive. Reverend Curry's old church.
Okay.
All right. Did a marvelous job.
Mm-hmm.
Claiborne Lee from California was the noonday speaker. Marvelous job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, what happens is at Hampton is they have the morning speaker, then they have two lecturers, then they have another speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So did I hear the lecturers? No. But even on Wednesday, this thing cast the devil out in Jesus' name.
You ain't got no power.
It's raining, child.
Is that what it is?
I guess so.
Oh, good.
And then Dr. Joe Ratliff was a senior statesman, did a marvelous, marvelous job, And Rudy McKissick was the speaker for night. Wonderful. Always get a chance to see all my friends and all my people that I went to school with and all this kind of good stuff.
And then after that.
I had some following at
week.
The house.
Okay, right.
And the
right.
following week, we were in St. Louis at the National Baptist Congress of Christian Education.
Now, that's the national. Which convention is that a part of?
The biggest one.
Well, the two of them are the same size.
No.
The USA and America.
They're two different sizes. America.
Because I know we in the little one. Like, and it, the little one not even being in them two.
Yeah, y'all part of the National Baptist Convention.
We're part of the National
Missionary
Baptist Convention.
The National Baptist Convention USA, we're the largest.
Okay.
Then next to us would be National Baptist of America. They're meeting right now in Kansas City.
Oh.
For their Congress. They're not as big.
Okay.
And then Progressive National Baptist Convention, they have their Congresses together with their convention, which is the first week of August. Now, the Boyd Convention met last week.
Now, who is this?
The Boyd Convention from the Sunday School Publishing Board. Don't worry about that.
Oh,
and
okay.
then the National Missionary Baptist Convention, they usually meet around the same time as we meet.
Mm-hmm.
So, National Baptist Convention, USA, will be in Cincinnati, O'Hiron. O'Hiron. Yeah.
Okay.
For that time.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. So how are things at the second? Y'all just had Men's Day.
We had Men's Day. Glory to God.
Didn't know nothing about it, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, don't be brand new. I've been telling you about Men's Day before.
But you ain't.
But I've been out of town.
Right.
Okay,
exactly. I had no reminder. There was no reminder sent.
You know what?
And y'all people don't put nothing on Facebook.
Well, you know what? We're working on that.
Who is your social media
that's
ministry?
That's what I listen. Yeah, listen.
Who is your people?
You got to pray for the pastor. We'll come back there in a minute. I mean, I'm saying we'll come back there.
Okay,
in a minute.
Okay.
So
Men's Day.
Men's Day.
Uh-huh.
Parks was the morning priest.
Yes.
Did a wonderful job, and then Reverend Garf was the noonday priest.
Yeah, I got some questions.
All right, here's the question.
Okay, first question. Where in the blue hill?
Okay.
Did you get them shoes from you?
Listen, children.
You know what? I just want to know.
I want you all.
Because I was like. My new good friend, my new best friend in the world, like Alicia Henderson.
my
nice socks. That's my new friend. She said, nice socks. I said, right.
Listen.
Nice socks. What?
I have synced these shoes have been watching me.
While you talking, I'm going to pull up something just for you.
Yeah, watching me through the window at Mark's Men's Store on the main street. Of Columbia, IA, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
They've been watching me, and I've been watching them.
Uh-huh.
These shoes were regularly priced $800.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, Mark's was going out of business. Glory to him. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And they were going out of business, and they were 60% off.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
And I could not allow those shoes to stay in the store.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
So I paid, glory, the low price of about $300 and some odd dollars for the shoe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, you see what I pulled up on my screen?
I don't care about you pulling up them shoes that travel at the month.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
It don't make no damage. But see, mine.
I said, have you watched the iron shoe?
Mine was crocodile.
So that tip.
Yeah. All that it goes all the way up.
Right.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about.
I understand the material.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was just trying to understand what was you trying to.
I wasn't trying to do nothing.
You trying to kick somebody?
Well, they mine. You know.
Oh, I understand.
Nobody else gonna wear.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I got a couple of good friends that are wearing, but yeah, my shoe ministry. Yeah.
Bless God.
Now wait a minute.
I enjoy the socks though.
I got some coming out that got eyes in them. Come on in this house, oh, why don't you come on in this house, oh, why don't you come on. And listen, there are some that got the whole head with the teeth on it. Glory to God. Wonderful shoes.
Those are not made for Sunday morning service.
Yes, they are made for Sunday morning service.
No.
Maybe some deacon. You come over here, they'll bite you.
Don't you wear no shoes in the church house with no alligator eyes.
Uh-huh. They're going to be looking at you talking about, hello.
Good thing y'all got that nice big pulpit up there that you sit behind. That's wonderful.
Well, see, I only pull out shoes like that when I wear suits.
Oh, right. Because normally you
Yeah, I have on a robe or I have on a pair of
in his African preacher's dress.
Yeah, in my African preacher's dress. or a sports coat and a pair of nine. When I know visitors are coming, that's when I pull out my, you know, pull out me some shoes.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord Jesus. And what the hell? Okay,
now
pull out me
make sure we had the thing.
Pull out me some good clothes.
Uh-huh. Bless
I had on a three-piece black suit.
Uh-huh.
And tailor-made with my tie. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Park told us about it.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. We had a good conversation about it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We both were stuck on them shoes.
Listen, don't be upset about my shoes.
We just had some questions about the
matter of fact. I need to go over to Old Jew Town over there to Bucci and see what they got over there for me.
Maxwell.
Old town, Maxwell Street. No offense to any of my, it's not a slur. And that's what we knew it as. Come on
saying,
now.
Right.
Go to the old Maxwell Street.
Thank you.
and see what Boucher got over there for me.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus, today. Help us today.
Yeah, he may have a shoe over there with my name on it. Glory to him.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead. What else you have?
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Let me thank Rem Parks, and let me thank Rem God for coming over. And
now, what was the men's day theme? Did y'all have a theme?
Yeah, no, I don't believe on that. I think that's just
sometimes it's too much. It's doing too much. Unless you got something
it's
major going on,
day.
Right? Unless you got something going on, you really want to hammer home.
It's
okay.
Monday.
Yeah, but I would have been, but this Sunday was our anniversary. We celebrated Kingdom's 45th year anniversary on Sunday.
Sunday morning?
I had Dr. Julian Spencer from Maine Baptist come in, and he left his church and came in and preached.
I need to meet him.
He came over in. I might need a bodyguard. I had to walk him to his car after he got through preaching.
Oh, he probably needed it.
Yeah. And then Dr. Gerald M. Dew came over here and took Negroes all the way back to church. And then he was
at
the Antioch. And wait a minute. His choir. Now, you know, them churches, they got 17 choirs.
Yes.
Right. He brought the good choir.
Oh, he brought the Whosoever Will.
Oh, my God. They went old school, if you confess the Lord.
Now, listen. baby. We done two up a minute choir.
Look here. First of all, he came, as I was telling, I told Parks on Monday, he came deep. It was about 60 of them.
Kingdom hadn't seen that in a while.
The whole choir stand was full.
You know what? Listen.
Front to back.
I want to come back to that.
Come on.
I am, you know, I'm working on my, it's okay,
yeah.
What happened.
Uh-huh.
I found a book about, this book that I'm reading about leisure and fellowship. It's a whole chapter on how important fellowship is.
Yeah.
Cross-denominational lives in the African-American church.
Mm.
It is so imperative.
Now what's the name of this book? Okay, well, find it before we get off the air, because people want to know that. Because is it on Amazon? That's the next question.
It's on Amazon. Listen,
is it on the Kindle?
It's on Kindle for $3.30.
Huh? It's bought. Give us the name of the book, please, sir. Because you know I buy a book in a hot. You know it don't take me nothing but a hot minute.
It's on my iPad.
Okay, well just go. Yeah, just you know. All right. Anyway, that's wonderful. I like a good book.
But now I want you to continue. Go ahead and talk about
it's
called Leisure and Fellowship.
Leisure and Fellowship. Bless the Lord.
Leisure
bless
and
the
Fellowship
Lord.
In the life of African American church.
Oh, well, bless him. Bless him. Okay. All right. Anyway, so yeah, man. So they came over and tore up the place.
Yeah.
They came over and this is it right here. That is right there.
Yes, sir.
Look at God. Uh-huh.
And it's written by an African-American man. So it's not written by...
Right. So it's actually from a perspective of someone who knows.
From our perspective.
That's
and I mean,
awesome.
just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book.
That's awesome.
But
he came over, man. We had a good time. So how was how was your men's choir chorus?
You know what? It was okay. I was missing a couple of men because they were out of town. Because it was also St. John's Day.
Now what is St. John's?
St. John's Day is for the founding of the Masons, for our Mason brethren.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, that's why
because,
we were missing some men.
Because one of our right is you know he's the
Grand Poobah.
3,433rd degree.
Water Buffalo. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they did have a thing, that event on Saturday.
Well, they had theirs on Sunday out there.
Right. So he probably couldn't go to Bright, but they had theirs on Saturday. And one of our, Dwayne from our choir went out there and told the folks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, singing and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
St. John's Day.
St. John's Day.
Now, is that in reference to St. John of the Bible, or is this different
somebody?
Or it is?
It's a whole other
I mean, but is it reference to that John or is it some other?
I think it's a reference to St. John because.
The John that was on the Isle of Patmos? Or is this a different John?
It may be a different John. There's so many Johns in the Bible.
Was this John, the brother of. Okay, all right, doesn't matter. Anyway, man, real quick, I want to give, just a quick thanks of prayer. Last night, there were 5 shootings on the block where our producer lives.
Jesus Christ.
5 shootings. 5 at one time. 5 people got shot.
Jesus Christ.
Now, anywhere else, that would be considered a mass shooting.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, mass shooting.
Anywhere else, that would be considered, anytime more than 2 folks are shot,
mass shooting.
But because they was black folk that was shot, it came and went.
For what, though? What are we shooting for, what, y'all?
You arguing over, in the meetings that I've been in for the last few months, all of this crap is either, of course it's drug related, but it's also social media related.
Hello.
Right. So now, because, it ain't like it was, the guy came in, he said, it's not like before, where you say something about somebody and it took some weeks and some days
to get a hold
before they found out about it. But now these Negroes is on camera saying, man, I'm standing right here on Kill Dan 39. I don't care nothing about what you got to say.
And then an hour later. And 39.
Right. And shoot up all of Kill Dan 39 looking for you.
So what it's saying is that with the drugs, that there is no territory.
No, none. No. They're fighting for it, but there is no set. Nobody can no longer say, this is my corner.
And
used to be that was the case.
Yes, it was.
You handle your business down there.
Carry this,
right.
You know who carries this.
None of that's over with. Anarchy. Anarchy. So 5 people, man. I saw that text. I had nodded off last night, and I looked up at my phone, and I said, 5 people? What? Where's the children? Is everybody in the house? And,
right.
Junebug and baby sweet. Right.
On the floor.
Right. Get away from the window.
Right.
You know, your mom,
get away from the window.
You're on the 3rd floor. Ain't not damn bully coming up.
Way up down the mom.
Get out the window.
Lord have mercy. Got them windows.
Right. You couldn't. Could you talk when it was thunder and lightning?
No, you turn off the TV. And, turn off all the lights.
And don't call. Don't use the phone.
Sit in the flow.
And don't use the phone.
I mean, just be hot.
You just sit right in the middle of August.
Because the rain took the rain
right,
to come.
Right. Now it's humid. It's hot. Right.
Oh, it's hot.
Right.
The Lord talking.
Don't go right with the Lord while he's working.
The Lord
don't
working.
Thrill up the Lord while he's
like,
really,
working. Like,
really, mommy? I really wish my grandma was here. So I got a bunch of questions.
I got a whole lot of questions for her.
Like, excuse me.
And then when the tornado was down south, when the tornado was warning. Open them windows. Open them doors. Come on. I was just open them up. Sit on the floor. Y'all pray. Say your prayers.
Open the windows up. Because it could go through.
Yeah, no. The pressure. Yeah.
Oh.
The pressure that was.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm. Say your prayers. Our Father. Our Father. Our Father.
I remember it so bad, though. It was so bad. It's like, you couldn't do nothing. I remember it because, think about it now. It was me, my mama, and my great-grandmama. And me and my mama sitting in the house looking like this, looking at each other. Like this old,
that,
this lady. What
is that a new hairstyle? Yeah.
Right.
I got some new glass.
Right. And then, I see you looking. I see you crossing your eyes at me.
Anyway.
Rolling your eyes. Ain't nobody doing that.
Ain't nobody. You just said that talking about. You finally go to sleep.
Anyway, y'all, we got this article. We're going to get into it. We're going to knock this out in this next 24 minutes. Just praise God.
Yeah, we ain't going to hold you.
We're going to knock this out. And this is going to be good. Why is it so hard for leaders to apologize? It's over there somewhere. Yeah, that is. Now you're cooking with fish grease. Why is it so hard? Michael Henderson, pastor, bishop, cardinal.
Uh-huh.
I won't tease you, but I'm going to tease our brother. Did you see the picture? I have to show you this.
See the picture.
I have to show you this, and then we're going to move
on. I'm sorry. So sorry.
I got to just sit. I'm going to let you see it so you can be the one. That way I'm just going to put it out there in the world for the people.
Yeah, because, they say my preaching style is like Paul Morton.
Have you seen this picture here?
Grace Global International.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those are the great, uh-huh. That's in,
Who is that in the corner?
Over here?
Yeah, who
is that? That's not important. I want you to go there. Over there. That, and read what it, could you read what it says?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, y'all.
I'm done. I just wanted you.
What, Paul? Rub, you ain't your ass. Wait a minute. Third bishop in that
park. Uh-huh. Third bishop.
Pops. I know you listen to this. Rem, you needs to be calling me.
I was just wondering if you.
No, you know I'm gonna get him third bishop elect.
I saw it last night, and I said, "No, this ain't right." Let me just wait until somebody.
You better get it.
Third
bishop elect.
I don't know what none of that means.
In the Grace Global Fellowship International.
I don't know what none of that means.
I'm gonna go and support him on that morning. Yeah. Isn't that great? Get that morning.
It's in Indianapolis. Yeah.
No, I won't be going.
She didn't see that part.
That's fine.
Anyway, why is it so hard for leaders to apologize?
Wait a minute!
What?
Okay, we're going to come back to this. Why is it so hard for leaders to say I'm sorry?
The writer says this. Why is it so hard to say I'm sorry? The quick answer is pride. But there's more to it. It's about the principle. How many times have I heard that or have I said it myself? The writer says,
I'm my own organization.
The principle of
the Pentecostal Baptist Church.
Let me know what that one is, because I want to get. Can you crown me or something? That,
yeah,
whatever they call it.
Yeah, you're gonna be head radio personality.
Can I be the 93rd something?
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. 93rd psalmist.
That is psalmist, not the psalm, but the psalmist. The principle of the matter is often in play, but underneath the principle, it can also be about the need to be right. It's a result in the lack of willingness to budge, even for the greater good. Apologizing isn't that easy. It's not always clear about who said or who should and when, but the lack of an apology is always harmful. Continued offense and hurting without apology leaves an unmistakable wake in its path. Marriages are hurt. Businesses are wrecked. Leadership is weakened. All because someone or more than one would not say those two powerful words, I'm sorry. Here's the more of it. It's not just saying those two words. You have to mean it. It's like when you make one of your children apologize to their brother or sister. They grunt out an unimpressive head down, eyes averted, sorry. You can picture it, can't you? We can also experience mature and great people who will offer up a robust look you in the eye. My bad. Why? It's easy.
Yeah, my bad.
That's all right. My bad.
My bad.
Let me shoot you in the pinky toe. My bad.
My bad. Oh.
There's nothing wrong with the hearty my bad.
Let me get a fish sugar. Someone
on the team owns a mistake. In some cases, that's all that's needed. But sometimes it's a substitute simply because it's difficult to say the words, I'm sorry. The writer says, I sat in a worship service years ago when the pastor apologized to his congregation. He confessed his anger toward them for his perception of their lack of commitment, and we did not talk about that thing. It was one of the most healing and transforming moments I've ever experienced in the body of Christ. The church was absolutely changed in a moment. The majority of apologies are private, not public, but they are all personal. So what we're going to do is we're going to go down and just break down some of these points. We're going to just go down to number one. Go ahead, Doc.
All right. Embrace humility over pride.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus exemplifies humility. It was clearly the disposition of his heart. Lucifer demonstrated pride.
Mm-hmm.
Pride is a part of our fallen nature, and we all experience it. But we do not have to surrender to it. We can embrace humility daily, and if we mess up, we start fresh again the next day. Amen.
That's good. That's good. Have you been around people who have an issue apologizing?
Oh, God, yeah.
You being pastor, I'm sure you've made mistakes. And
I said, hey, y'all, when I first got to Second Baptist, I was trying to do just one offering
mm-hmm.
instead of the mission offering and the offering.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work.
Okay. But you just did it because that's what you... Right.
Yeah. But right. I said, y'all, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work. Next on program, y'all forgive me?
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're going back to do this.
Right.
All right, amen.
Amen. But that's what I think that's where true leadership comes in. Humility,
yeah.
Being humble enough
to
say
that didn't work.
Like, I screwed up, Doc.
Yeah, y'all, beloved, I screwed up. Y'all hear me? Y'all charge it to me all you want. I screwed up. It didn't work. Okay.
Oh, my God. Number two says this, place submission over dominance. Leaders carry authority and we could even say power, but we were never called to be domineering. Jesus always lived in submission to the Father's will. Anyone who is overly forceful or takes advantage of a title is misusing the authority that has been transferred to them.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord. Yeah, I think there's an air to leadership, whereas people need to know that you are, you know,
the
that
leader.
You stand by what you say.
Amen. I agree with that one.
But I don't think you need to be slapping folk.
No, but, you know, and then sometimes what happens is, especially as pastors and leaders,
mm-hmm.
because we have others that sometimes challenge us
mm-hmm.
openly.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's different, though.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you have to be, and then, but I guess, but we ain't got that, we ain't that good yet. You know, we need to be able to respond to them like Jesus did when he was challenged openly by.
We ain't that, we ain't that.
Right, we ain't got that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the right person challenged me, what?
Yeah.
I have seen preachers, when deacons start challenging them, they throw the Bible at them. Show it to me in the Bible.
That's good, dog.
Show it to me.
That's good. That's good. Right.
Oh,
now you
yeah.
did all that talking. Show it to me.
Show it to me.
Uh-huh. And if it ain't in there, get somewhere and sit down.
Sit down. And I've even seen preachers who, and I know and knows who, he's the president of our
mm-hmm.
Congress now. Dr. Coakley was adamant about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That he put up there, if you didn't come to Bible study on church and Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
either one of the
mm-hmm.
two, you didn't pay your tithe,
mm-hmm.
you didn't come to teachers' meeting, all the meetings,
mm-hmm.
you were not serving the next year.
Oh.
And people stand up and say, well, I got something to say. He'll say, all right, how much did you pay? You didn't say it's your $5 worth.
Oh, he
didn't say that.
He looked at you.
No,
he did not.
Yes, sir. And believe it or not, the successful pastors that we know, they were kind of.
Mm-hmm. James Horton.
Oh, good God, Jesus Christ.
Right. Number three, go ahead, Doc.
All right. Choose relationship over right.
Yes.
I have stumbled over this one more than once.
Mm.
I was right. I know I was right.
Mm.
Have you ever been there?
Mm.
But in most cases, me proving I'm right is far less important than sustaining the relationship.
Mm.
If there is no harm to the church overall, and all I sustain is a temporary bruised ego, then I need to be the bigger and just let it go.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
A healthy relationship is always a two-way street,
mm-hmm.
which adds another part to the apology. For example, how we respond when someone adds, will you forgive me,
mm-hmm.
To their apology. The question can sometimes make a person feel awkward, like, God has already forgiven you. Who am I to forgive? Who am I to forgive you? Many scriptures teach us to forgive, such as the one of my favorites in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 32.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the article.
So let me ask. So
yeah.
I'm one of the ones who, when I'm, you know, if you write, you write.
I mean, it ain't no way around.
It really ain't no way around.
You write, yes, sir.
But it's hard to.
I'm still trying to prove my point.
Yeah, you. Right, you know
I'm
what
I'm
saying.
Prove my point.
You still try.
You right, but my point is. Oh yeah, now, baby, I believe that. You right, but my point is.
Well, we got a few minutes left real quick. I want to ask you, did you see this thing with Fred Price Jr.?
Yeah, I saw that day before yesterday, but now it says nothing about why he stepped out. Now, has he stepped down for a minute, or is he coming
no,
back?
No, he has stepped down. You know, he took a sabbatical.
Okay, right.
He says just misjudgments, but know that they were serious and that he was working to correct them. And the harm he has done to his family and his church and his father's name.
Well, I go out there and I go pass out there and pinch y'all.
You know what?
You're not smarter than me.
But there is a full, he says, these are Fred Price's words. He says, I've submitted myself to my father's, our apostles' plan of restoration, chief among those I'll be attending Sunday service starting next week and throughout the year so that I can hear a word and be restored in order to fulfill the call of my life to ministry. In closing, I would like to ask that you respect my family's privacy while we work through this personal situation. I thank you all for your support you have given me as pastor. I love you all, and I solicit your prayers during this difficult time. Now, so apparently, we can read between the lines if you want to. Something happened. Something happened that he ain't had no business doing.
He was found with somebody.
Right. And he decided to, you know, even before it became public, it got enough traction, rather,
yeah,
that he decided to get in front of it.
He got in front of it.
Yeah. Here's the thing, because there's a guy who put a video out after this video, he used this video, then he posted it, and he talked about the whole thing, forgiveness, and he said, I'm somewhat shocked that a pastor actually stepped down, because first he took, because normally the situation, they just take a sabbatical.
Yes.
But he stepped down as pastor of the church. So Angela Johnson sent me this video in the inbox and asked me, she said, watch the whole video, and then the question is, could he still be your pastor after he was, quote unquote, if and when he comes back? And my response was real quick. He was flawed when he was my pastor.
Okay, well, matter of fact,
and he was flawed when he come back.
Pastor, what you stepping down for? Oh, what? Y'all, okay, give pastor sabbatical. He want another sabbatical. Matter of fact, give him 3 months. We'll preach him to get back. But then when pastor come back, he the pastor.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
care about that foolishness.
Yeah, I just think it's so. I don't know, man. It didn't. Now here's the flip side, because a lot of the women, when he made the announcement, the church hollered out, "No,
yeah,
like where are you going? No, we don't want you to go." But the guy who overlaid the video said this. He said, "Them same women that was hollering no stay." They said, "Now put yourself in his wife's position and let that be you. Are you still gonna be hollering? No, baby, come on. We still want you to preach."
Either he done had sex with somebody, you know,
right, somebody.
We'll leave that just like we
right. We gonna write somebody.
I don't believe he took no money.
Okay,
because you know
I don't think they need it.
They don't need no money.
Right? No, this was no. Anytime you say money, and I mean anytime you do personal, family, hurt my wife, hurt my daddy's name. 9 times out of 10, it ain't money.
Yeah,
right.
So my thing about it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Next on program, we're gonna have an A&B selection from the choir. No.
I was wondering had you saw it. That's why I was.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
Yeah, Fred. Because I saw Fred Price. I'm like, the old man. I'm like, well, wait, Mr. Son.
The old man stepped down a long time ago. You think you're smarter than me? You're not smarter than me. Yeah, because you know now you remember when he was preaching about if you're sick.
Yeah.
You know that's that side of your little faith or whatever, this and that. That's when his wife had cancer. Found out she had cancer.
Right.
So he changed that whole thing.
This was the daddy?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. But now I'm praying for him. I'm praying
for his church.
Lord.
I'm praying for his
church.
Right.
I agree. You take a sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, take a whole half a year off. Shucks, no.
Yeah, I just saw that, man, and it's one of those things where you know the church is gonna catch the church is gonna catch the flack.
Yes.
From it, because here go another preacher doing something that you know he had no business talking about, you know, blah 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 blah.
Well, you know what, the boy's younger than we are, isn't he?
I believe he's younger than me.
He might be,
y'all might be around the same, but he's definitely younger than me.
But the whole thing about it is, I'm sorry. No. I did something else.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Don't start.
Hey, man, I did something wrong, didn't I?
Okay, come on now. What you saying?
I'm so sorry. I did something wrong on the. Okay. Anyway. I'm like, what the heck? Yeah, I go back and look.
Anyway, so what's going on? Anything you got? Anything coming up? We got 10 minutes. We good.
Vacation Bible School is coming up.
When does yours start?
Third week of July.
I think that's when ours starts. Okay. Sure. Now, how long is yours for? Is it all week or four days?
Started Monday.
Through Friday?
Yeah, through Friday.
Okay. Is it all day or is it a couple of hours?
It's a couple of hours. It's like from like 6:30 to 9.
Now, I don't remember this. I'm sure you do. Vacation Bible School used to be all day.
Yes, Lord.
Like, it was like school.
Yeah.
So you get to church at 9 o'clock?
I think 9 o'clock.
Or whatever.
Or, believe it or not, or...
Well, it was a morning and afternoon session.
It was a morning and afternoon session. Bless you. I know one church would do theirs in the morning. Back in the day, see, Shiloh did theirs at...
Shiloh over...
Oh, yeah, Rem Hargrave.
Now, why do I know the name of that church? See, every now and then I know the name of a church.
Yeah. I think we went all from like 1 to 5.
Right. I was talking to... Tanya said the same thing. Back in the day, the older churches, Mars Hill, used to do all day. And
all
I believe
day.
Kingdom used to do all day, too.
That was the... Instead of because they didn't really have summer camps and stuff, remember?
Right. There were no summer camps. Right.
We had the Westside Youth Boosters years ago.
What?
That was a long time ago. Something for the summer. But anyway.
Not like a game.
but Yeah, it used to, because when, in my area, the Church of Christ is by Faraday. I went there. I went to Shallow. I went to Emmanuel. And I went to the AME Church, St. Mark.
Okay.
On Washington. And heck, where else did we go? Wherever.
Okay, when you say St. Mark, I think about our south out there.
No, no. You say where
Lonnie Hunter used to be. You're talking about that St. Mark.
Yeah, St. Mark AME.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, when we found Vacation Bible School, all of them were scattered.
Oh, wow.
So you went over here this week, over here this week, over here this week. Mom and them didn't cook. We had hot dogs and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, on real buns, not on bread.
I need a bun.
Not on bread. Not on
I need
bread.
A bun. I'm sorry.
You up it in Negroes.
I need a bun. I'm sorry. Now, I will use bread, but I need a bun. I need a bun. Especially, yeah, you do too. You know you do.
I really do.
Listen,
I'm grown up now.
You right. You grown. You a grown up.
And if you're talking about we ain't got no bun, well, let me go to the show.
You going to eat a hamburger on just a white bread?
I bet. Now, you know, that's some good stuff, though. Now, I will eat a hamburger on some wheat bread now because I'm, you know, white. Listen.
Get you a, man, you better, look, you got to get you a wheat bun. Better
listen,
get you, better
watch,
get you.
Watch this.
Come
now.
On now.
Now, we got a few minutes.
Go ahead.
You know, I knew something was wrong with me because at Grandmama Bernice's house, God rest her soul, she always had wheat bread.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And white bread was cheaper. I couldn't stand white bread after I came to Grandma's house. So when I got older, I made sure I saw bad wheat bread. I've got a piece of white bread in
I don't see white bread unless I got it. It come with some rib tips.
There you go.
That's the only time
from
I
Wiley's.
See white bread.
Uh-huh.
See, ain't nobody going to Wiley's.
Listen, I'm going to Henderson. Wiley's. I may go there when I leave.
Ain't nobody going to Wiley's.
I'm going over there.
You know what?
I got to go over there see about them, you know. And listen, I was craving last night.
Go ahead, craving.
A Jimmy's hot dog and Polish.
Plaskin Grand?
Yes.
I have not had.
My sister didn't
want
to go that far, so she went to the Maxwell Street on Cicero.
Who was driving?
My sister, she's driving.
Oh, you wasn't in the car?
I wasn't in the car.
Oh, so you tried to get her to stop somewhere.
Yeah, stop.
Okay.
I want you to know that there is a big difference between Maxwell Street and Jimmy's.
So what did she get you from Maxwell Street, a Polish?
I got a Polish and I got a pork chop sandwich.
Did she go to the real Maxwell Street?
She went to the one on Cicero and
that's not, you know what? Tell yourself.
But I want you to know that one off of the expressway over there off
the Dan Ryan.
That's the real one. Children one can't sleep at night.
Now I'm finna upgrade your anointing right now.
All right, give it to me.
So you said you had the pork chop sandwich.
Yes.
And the Polish.
Yes.
Have you had the chicken sandwich?
No, I have not.
There's a deacon here by the church here.
Yeah,
go by the name of Deacon Walter James Ghost.
Okay.
Saw me eating some Maxwell Street on the Saturday downstairs. He said, you must ain't had the chicken. I said, what?
Ow!
He said, are you eating the wrong stuff? Because I...
Holy, holy, holy and magnificent, purely benevolent, often forgotten, but to be remembered, for there is no greater.
Exactly. There we go. Anyway, we're back. So, yeah, the chicken sandwich with cheese. Next time.
From the one over
there. Over there. I don't know about no other one.
Okay, so I'm going to have
to. Over there.
See, you know, we'll drive for food.
Sure will.
I got a problem.
Sure will. Anyway, we getting ready to get up out of here, y'all. We appreciate y'all's patience on the day.
God bless
you. We had that, you know, stuff. And Friday, y'all stay tuned because I don't even know who. I forgot who's going to be in here on Friday. But the show is going on Friday because I won't be here. But the show is going on.
Fellowship.
Exactly. Could you pray us out, sir?
Now, God, we thank you for who you are. We pray now, God, that you would keep us with life, health, and strength. We pray, God, for those who are in the neighborhoods who don't even know which way to go. We pray for their families. We pray for those who have been shot. We pray most of all that you would cover us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we appreciate y'all. Look, we'll be back on Friday. Y'all stay blessed. GTLO. We out.